Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning again, everybody. Those of you who have been on the line for a few minutes, want to welcome you back. And those of you who are just jumping on board and we didn't hear where you're calling from and what the temperature is in your lovely city, where you're residing, well, you'll have to share that with us next week. While most of the North American continent is experiencing some unusual cold temperatures, there's a lot of us that are excited because, well, it's the first day of February, and lots and lots of things are happening, not just in the world of Nikan, but in the world of wellness, and it just keeps getting better and better and better and more exciting. And with us today, we have Bill and Giselle and Bev, and it's not very often that we get to have four people on the line at the same time, so I get really, really jazzed about calls like that. So, Bill, I don't know if you, or Giselle or Bev, whoever, I don't think any one of you shared what the mercury says there for you guys in Winnipeg.
Well, we heard a 38 earlier, but this is minus 38 wind chill this morning in Winnipeg. We're right in the very center of the continent, just above some of your guests from North Dakota.
Oh, that's a little too
very
cold.
Very cousin.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little bit too cold for the likes of me, but I guess you get used to it, and that's one of the many, many benefits of what we get to take advantage of with Nikan's Wellness Solutions, is that they keep the blood flowing and the body warm and the brain active so we can make good choices and bundle up before we go outside. Let's go back. There's several people on the line that are listening to the recording that have heard Bev's story. And Bev, something I learned in the last few days is that you actually heard about Nikan 2 years ago or a couple of years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. And give a little background of what Bev's life was like or what it's been like for the last three decades as one who has, endured, I think that's I don't even know if that word describes it, the disability called MS, multiple sclerosis.
Well, it's been a long journey, starting way back in 1978 when I was told that, yes, you have multiple sclerosis. What a shock that was to me. I had just traveled out west to begin my career, and then to hear that I had, you know, a devastating disease, you know, just right at the beginning of my career, I was quite upset and distraught, as you could well imagine.
And you were starting your career in what field again?
Well, in engineering.
Okay.
And then here I graduated as a mechanical engineer, but out west I was sort of rebaptized sort of as a petroleum engineer.
Okay.
Make the oil calculations. And my first job actually was on the tar sands, which has been hitting the news for quite a while now. Alberta's oil sands out of like Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I digress, but and then my mobility, that whole initial diagnosis was based on my having lost my eyesight for about 5 days. That was really quite a shocker, you know, with getting this optic neuritis that was cured, though it was cured by the doctors in just the 5 days, and then my vision came back. And then I was starting to notice stuff like my mobility was, I was having trouble walking, and that was one that really hit me first, was just now, was having that trouble with my mobility. And then throughout the decades, that I was having canes and walkers and wheelchairs just to get around. So, yeah, that's been quite a difficult journey in that respect.
Okay, and I would imagine that for any person, any human being, when you develop something as catastrophic as MS, because as we heard from Dr. John Harler a couple weeks ago when he was diagnosed with, and I gotta get the pronunciation down on this, Sjögren's disease, very similar to lupus, an autoimmune disorder, that it really kind of turns life, well, I guess it's kind of a slap, you know, slap in the face or a bucket of cold water in the face, a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
What went through your mind when they said the words MS, and, I mean, what was the prognosis right up front?
Well, they didn't really say too much other than just that. You've got MS, like, can I live with it? And, well, and then, of course, I just was so shocked for the first while, just, like, and of course, everyone would think, oh, why me? What did I do wrong? And all this. But, and then you just have to deal with it day by day. And then it turned out, too, that with the engineering, too, and there's all these presentations and this and that, and then just different stress levels. And they found that, yes, when the stress level was increasing, so was, well, the MS was making it, I could feel, oh, yes, I had the tingling in the hands and leg and just numbness and then just sort of finding it less able to move properly. And at one point, I was even having trouble. Oh, I had a very stressful time. Oh, yes, with a wedding. The wedding was in Winnipeg, but I was in Calgary at that time, and my fiancé was in Edmonton, and so it was very stressful. And at that point, I was losing the ability even to write my own name or just to write anything.
Sure.
And yeah, so the MS, yeah, I just didn't really ever know from day to day what to really expect.
Sometimes basically, you just lose all control of basic physical function from the sounds of it. So let's fast forward to 2 years ago. I'm guessing that with like anything that most of us, when we're diagnosed with a condition, or when somebody says, you know, it sounds like you've got this, all of a sudden that launches us into, if we're proactive, I should say, it launches us into a search, a journey, and you want to find out more information about it. Is that what led you to was it a wellness fair or an event?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's where you met Bill and Giselle.
Oh, indeed. At the Wellness Expo, we had a very nice weekend booth and just very, oh, able to show me all kinds of wonderful products and then here even I'd taken the test with, like, say, the mag steps, and could just see, wow, you know, like what it could do for me. So I really was very excited, and it's too bad I didn't really jump on board right away. I don't know why, but thank goodness I thought I could behave and thought it over. It took a year to think, hey, you know, that was so good. Why am I? I better go and get using it, because I could see just right away how much good it did me at the fair. And so this year I finally thought, okay, let's get started and let's see what else can be done.
Okay. This is going to be, you know, hard because I can't remember events that happened 2 years ago, but I want to hear, get Bill and Giselle in the conversation here. You guys meet, you know, Bev, 2 years ago at this booth. You guys were manning a booth there at the fair?
Events, since we got started with Nikan in 2006 and in the end of the year, we started doing the annual Wellness Expo with our sponsor in the spring of 2007. And so every year we've done this because we like to reach out to people, and we've done them every year. And again, as you said, 2012, January, the Expo came up, and lo and behold, we met Bev, and Bev comes tooling along with her walker and happy as can be as usual, and we started talking, and of course that we like to engage people, and Bev was the talkative type, and so one thing led to another. We did some little tests on Bev just to give some demos and so that she could get a feel for what the possibilities were, and she was amazed as to the energy test that we did just to really show her the results of water. We always presented water. People wanted to look at our water at the booths. And the other minimum thing that we indicated to Bev that she should be really looking at is some of the results of magnetics. And so we did some tests with her on magnetics as well with the insole. And so, well, we saw Bev that year, and then of course, we do it the next year, 2013, January, and along comes Bev again. This time she had one of her good friends with her as well, and she still had her walker. And we ran through some of the same information just to refresh her memory. And
Dad, Bill, did you guys remember each other from a year prior?
Oh, Bev certainly remembered us, and it was a very good. It's always a very good time with Bev because Bev is such a lucky-go-happy type of person, always so positive. We always enjoyed having her company, and so we ran through some of the same information. Bev, you know, the minimum things that we should be considering for you and your condition is some water. Water is very, our Pyomeg water is very nourishing, and again, the insoles, and just as a minimum. She knew a little bit about our other components and that there was a possibility for a bigger, for more use, but we didn't want to overdo that with Bev. We wanted to make sure that she was aware of some of the things that she should consider, and so that, well, that expo passed 2013, and gosh, it was in March. I get this call from Bev, and Bev wants to look more at Neken and what the possibilities of the components and the technologies were for her. She, matter of fact, she floored me at that time, because she wasn't so much thinking about herself and what in the components. She wanted to share this with people. I said, what? She wants to share this? She's thinking about all the people around her and what Neken could do for her. Or for them.
And Bev, I gotta ask you, you hadn't really had that much of an exposure to the Neken solutions or the Wellness Home. Why on earth were you ready to become a zealot or a Neken crusader for the world when you still hadn't even basically gotten your life back, if I could use that term?
Well, I thought that my feeling is that this new this wellness company would be able to help me get better, which because I was very tired of just, you know, still dragging my leg sometimes and just having a hard time even just walking. And then from what I could see from just that test at the Wellness Expo with the mag steps, like, wow, that could happen for me. I thought, well, yeah, I wanted to just see what else they had for me. And I just sort of, I guess a bit of faith, just sort of figuring that, well, there must be more. And then, of course, too, I guess that was mainly it, just faith. And
okay. And I want to get Giselle in on the conversation here because I know you and Bill work as a team, and we know Bev's background is engineering. Bill, what did you and Giselle bring to the table here as far as occupational expertise in the world of wellness?
Well, my wellness career was based around the financial planning. Financial planning sector for people, and that's another big part of our wellness, as we certainly know from the five pillars of health. And and so I was always in that mode of seeking out people to give them guidance and working with my client base. I did have a passion, always had a passion for my own health as well, and always searching, and whether it be in the fitness area or the therapy area. So I was always looking, and when Neken came along, I said, wow, this is right up my alley as far as just what I can bring to people. Mind you, I had already OD'd. I had on the financial planning business, because it was just too stressful, not enough time. I didn't have any time for myself. And so I had passed on that for a while, and lo and behold, I ran into Neken and the technology. And it was at that time, too, that I met Giselle.
Oh, okay. So this was a Neken match. I did not know that.
No.
Well, not quite. We had, Giselle and I had been together for a few years, and of course, Giselle was diagnosed with a problem with an autoimmune at that time too, of which of which was progressing, and she got a little bit more concerned. So when we ran into Niken, it was attractive that, well, here was another opportunity for Giselle in some of her struggles, and I'll pass you on to Giselle.
Yeah, Giselle, what was the, let's be specific here for our listeners, what was it that was derailing your life?
Oh, okay, for myself,
uh-huh.
It was a rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
So I was definitely looking for something also. And my background, while I'm still working, I still have my job, which I'm sure everybody knows on the line what job stands for. It's J-O-B. It's just over broke. So I, too, am looking for something else. Anyways, that's my background. I'm in a financial, I work for a financial bank here at the main office here in Winnipeg. Back to Bev, when we met Bev, I have to add something. When we saw her at the expo in 2013, I did notice how Bill took the extra time with her, and you could really see that relationship building as far as wellness was concerned, and the interest really being formed. So like Bill said, when Bev phoned in March and we started to meet her, there were two or three, maybe even four coffee shop meetings, as we wanted to ensure that she understood all the ins and outs of the company, what her options could be. So I feel she was well informed as to what she can do, and she was really getting more and more excited, and we were getting excited for her because we could see that, you know, this can really help her, and we were really looking forward to her starting.
And something that you guys did, Giselle, which I found was fascinating, and you just explained it, that let's do a series of meetings here so you really understand what you're getting into. And as Jeff Van Blarkum used the analogy of, you know, a wellness dump truck, you know, backing up to our front door of our house, you know, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
That was not what took place, because you, as Bill said, you emphasized the water. Getting started in the water, and I think of the late Dr. Moskos, who always said that, you know, the best thing you can do for people who are starting on a wellness journey is to get them, and if they're drinking water, that's great, but get them converted over to a healthy source of Niken's Primag water. That, you know, I won't go into all the details of what, you know, the attributes of it, but a couple weeks on that water. It's such a fantastic. And is that what you guys did with Bev?
Well, actually, Vance, we started out very slow with Bev, and she knew some of the possibilities of having products and having the technologies around her. But the first thing that we actually started with Bev was the insoles. Met Bev to size her pair of insoles, and we put them in her shoes, and we knew how slow that Bev walked, and not very, you know, in a more of an awkward movement. She took off around the rotunda of her apartment building, and it was just like there was a race on. And it was just so emotional to see just what the insoles did. It was instant. We just couldn't believe it. Just to see just what kind of a result that she could have had so fast. So the insoles were her first introduction. And Bev, you know what, as we counseled Bev, she did have a sleep system, the demo sleep system from the intro pack, but she knew that she wasn't supposed to start using this until she got hydrated. So it wasn't until June that we brought on some water for her, because again, there was the financial consideration, and what she was, she didn't have a water system at that time.
Okay.
And so that when she got introduced to water in June, she started to see more results there as far as just how her body was feeling, and she can give you her own a description as to what happened with water and using actually the KVB, the Kenzen Vital Balance.
That's a wonderful combination there. The KVB, it really fortifies me just right first thing in the morning, and I just love the convenience of just shake it up, and it's so fast, and it's the perfect meal, and then with the water helping to hydrate, of course, throughout the day, it's just really like a dream come true. That's really to have such a thing even on this earth, that they have all that research and development to have come up with such an incredible product. It's just wow, inspiring right in itself. And then what it does for each what it does for me, really very well appreciated. That's for sure.
And Bev, I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. You probably, or maybe you did, from an engineering background, understand the value of medium-chain triglycerides and probiotics and 18 grams of protein, as you said, taking it first thing in the morning to kind of get things going. How much of an impact does that have on somebody who's dealing with MS? I mean, is it major or is it minor? To start your day to... I mean, this is kind of a rhetorical question, but I mean, for you, because you donated, I don't like the word lost, but you dropped, you shed quite a bit of extra weight as a result of using the Kenzen Vital Balance, and it really was another component of getting Bev into the lifestyle that you're enjoying now. That was definitely not the case a year ago. Or 10 years ago, or, back in 1978 when you were diagnosed with it. Am I doing my math correctly? That's 36 years, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, a long time.
Okay. So what's life like now for Beth?
Well, just so much better. And instead of, getting heavier and heavier here, I'm just maintaining the weight, and actually I should be losing, but it's got to be bit more careful with just really adhering to the diet that comes along with the Vital Balance shake, and that I would be able to lose the rest. So I better, so now the rest is just definitely up to me, because Nikan's really got it all going beautifully for me. It's almost it's so hard to believe. Like often they say, fast is, it's, how can I say, this is so remarkable that I still can't get over how, instead of going steadily downward, all of a sudden it's just like I'm just shooting up to the stars, and it's so remarkable that I'm so glad, and it's really true that it's incredible.
I know that a couple months ago when we were together in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Nikan's leadership conference, you did something that you probably hadn't done in a few years. Do you want to tell the group what took place at the end of the day at the gala banquet?
Well, yes, there was this wonderful dance, and I did dance till, I think, 10:30. I thought, I was getting tired at that point, but 10:30 at night, and I was able to dance, like, with no walker or anything, and just me and then a whole bunch of the wonderful Nikan consultants from all over America, and some from overseas too, and it was a wonderful way to get together in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And typically, the reason I bring up that story, because I share that probably weekly with folks, of all the people that I've met, either over the phone or in person, that suffer with MS, usually 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're pretty much toast. I mean, your energy is gone and you're done for the day. And to share that you were dancing until 10:30 at night after starting that day, well, the conference started at 9 a.m., to go all day, that's pretty remarkable.
Yes. It's the Vital Balance shake and just all the, what else, and I was wearing the M-strap, the MagSnap, And, of course, the back flex, then I've got the necklace, and so all these, and then taking the Vital Balance Shake, I think I had it for breakfast, and I don't think I had it for lunch. We had that nice buffet at lunch, but I think I had it for supper, so that really helps to really bolster my energy and keep my mind as clear as possible. And so, yeah, so with the help of Nika, I was able to do all that, to do the dancing and everything else.
Where do you see, this is kind of a loaded question, but where do you see life going for you? And I didn't ask. I mean, I can guess that if 1978, that's 36 years ago, I'm never, as a guy, I'm never supposed to ask a gal, you know, her weight or her age. But for the record, for the folks that have never met you in person, how young are you today, Bev?
I am, 60 and a half, because my birthday's in June. So I'm like, wow, yeah, it's incredible that, yeah, already the seniors, well, pretty well, so all in realm of, in my senior years, that's for sure. And
so what would you say, and what would you encourage those of us when we come across, and it's not just MS, but there are so many conditions out there that, as I shared with the gal this week, I said, I don't think in the 21 years that I've been associated with Deacon that we've ever seen anything that we haven't been able to help. And I love the way that you were eased into things to really, you know, get some wellness factors dealt with rather than throwing everything at once. What would you encourage us to do when we come across people, or even like, and Giselle, I'd like you to answer this question as well, that are dealing with things that are really chronic? How do we respond to, you know, what's the best thing that we can say and share it with people?
Well, perhaps like, but just like going through the testimonials and say, well, here, why don't you just watch and see what this person will just has told us about what worked for them, and just to show that, what the product has done for another person with the same condition, and then hopefully it's the same and maybe even better could be happening for them.
Okay, so leverage the testimonies. Giselle, what about you?
Something that could be said is what do you have to lose if somebody has been suffering with something and they haven't found a solution? Why not? You know, have a serious look and try a few of our solutions and see what results you may have.
Okay. So what have you got to lose? That's a fantastic question. And Bill, I wanna finish this conversation because you had mentioned this a couple weeks ago during our Q&A segment about testing, being able, and Bev alluded to it several times, and Giselle even mentioned that when, you know, Bev came into your booth that you did some simple energy tests. And we can do this on ourselves. Expound on that in the 5 minutes that we have remaining. How do we do that?
Well, Vance, it's certainly become a big part of what I am in wellness and Nikan wellness, and everyone can develop this process of energy testing. A lot of people are a little bit hesitant as far as doing it, and even some of the people around us, but it can be used to demonstrate big time. We started that process off with Dev, and we've continued it along with her progress. You're right at the booth with water, with the insoles, and it demonstrated to Bev just what the possibilities were, how her body reacted. And even taking that further, even just a couple months ago, again, thinking of Bev again, Bev has gotten more in tune with our nutritionals, our whole foods. And she was still using some of the competitors' nutritionals. And so we had a session where we demonstrated some testing. Bev was starting to use some of our nutritionals, of which she's used the multi and some of the joint and calcium. But she was still, she still had some of these other things around her. And so we did a little session with the competitor's nutritionals. It was kind of interesting that, well, some of these nutritionals tested reasonable. Some of them didn't. But when we took individual samples out of the bottles, out of those, for whatever they were, and we tested them against, even as a comparison to our Neekin, nutritionals, it's amazingly just how they didn't test well. And it just goes to show just what is out there in the marketplace and what we can subject our bodies to or not subject it to, or what our bodies tell us what they want, what it wants, or what it doesn't want. And just to give you another example, you're going to listen to, Vance talked about Linda Morris and Dr. Heather Lukes. I know them well. Bev, just for your info, Bev and myself were on a nutrition call. It's a weight management call, a weight management support call with Linda Morris at 7:30 Central Time, Tuesdays and Fridays. And after this last call on Friday, I know Heather had talked with us previously about thyroidism. Now, Bev does have some hypothyroidism, and of which Heather had commented on it with the problems that calcium and even our calcium could pose to people with that condition. Well, after the Friday program, just yesterday, I had a little session with Heather talking about exactly that condition and the fact that, well, we did do some tests with Bev in our calcium. She tested strong to certain times, the quantity that she should be taking, the times of the day that should be taking. She tested the week as to other times that she should be not taking it, or the quantities that she shouldn't be taking, so that the testing can give you a big, big picture as to how we could not only use our nutritionals, how this, again, just back to Beth's case with the hypothyroidism, yes, the calcium could work, but we could be testing it on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, just to see what the results are. And so that for everyone out there.
And Bill, for those people who are completely unfamiliar with this, or they've never walked into a really good herb store or a naturopathic store and don't understand, well, how do you test? What are you talking about? I would like to, with your permission, either in a couple weeks or maybe a month or so, I'm looking at the schedule for this call, and I would like to, and I know there's other people out here or on the line that do this on a regular basis, my mother being one of them, and some really simple tests. Would you be keen on coming back and just explaining how you walk people through this? Because anybody can do this. We don't have to go to a training class. We don't have to be a kinesiology expert. It's just a simple, you know, grab hold of this, put these in here. And we've done this in our family for years to determine how much or which of the Neekin nutritionals we should be taking. And when you've got a family as diversified as we do, you know, from a 4-year-old up to a 15-year-old as far as the kids and then Stacey and myself, there's going to be differences and you discover things. So would you be keen on coming back and going into greater detail? And we can even open up the line for Q&A so people really understand the simplicity of this.
I certainly would, Vance, because okay, it isn't something that can be handled in just a few minutes. And as you can see, trying to explain some of this, it's a challenge in itself. And I've learned a lot over my years with Neekin and haven't been subjected to this type of testing. Oh, back in about 1985 with a herbalist. You know, it's a very, very nice process that as wellness consultants, as coaches, that we can be working with people. And I certainly would be more than pleased to.
Okay. Well, you and I will get together and we'll make that happen. And, I want to remind folks, because I, last night with a consultant who had never even seen the there's a lot of energy tests that are out on YouTube. So you can, you know, go onto YouTube and you can type in, things, keywords like magnetic energy test or MagSTEP energy test, and different things will come up. And I know, my favorite is one with me, because I want to promote me. No, I'm not, just kidding. When you click on Niken's website, when you're there and you click on the short video about the Niken M-Stride, and if you, instead of watching it right there on Niken's site, if you click on the YouTube version, which is down in the lower right-hand corner of that little screen, it'll take you to YouTube, and you can see the same video that's posted on YouTube. Well, over on the right, and all of us have been on YouTube before, there are many, many related videos to the one that's right there. And depending on how, you know, the order and how they get shifted around, there's one that's labeled an amazing energy test with the Niken M-Strides, I think is that, that's how it's labeled. And as I was on the phone yesterday with a dear friend, she had no idea. And that's just one example of an energy test that can be done with, you know, the M-Strides or with any of our technologies to show. And something that I need to point out again, and I said mentioned this before, that test that I did with Diane Cook, she already had several of Niken's wellness technologies, bracelets, the MagFlex, the power chips taped onto her body. She was loaded up, and yet the difference when she got stepped onto the M-Strides was night and day, and you can see that. And there's nothing, there's no smoke and mirrors. What you see is what we did. I didn't do anything tricky or anything at all. But it's just a simple way. And as Bill said, it's a fantastic way to introduce people and educate them and just say, hey, look, at this is what we have to offer and how your body will respond. It's factual information, you know, it does little, or it's the phrase, you know, facts tell, but stories sell. And to experience a story, to experience a you know, a tangible reaction with what we have. And I know that's what, you know, Bev has experienced now for the last, going into a full year now. So, but hey, for the sake of time, gang, it is 40 minutes past the hour. I want to thank Bill and Giselle and Bev. You guys are so gracious. And I know there's probably a lot of questions that have come up, and you guys will be back. You guys are here almost every week, and but I want to thank you for sharing your story, because this has been very, very helpful to me, and being able to share Niken with other people. So for those of you who are listening live, you know how I do my commercial at the end, but if you got somebody that you think, man, I wish I would have called them previously and got them on the line, well, the recording for this call, this conversation, can be found at SaturdayAMLive.com. That's triple W, and then all spelled out, SaturdayAMLive.com. And Steve, our master recorder and engineer, is working today, so give him a few days. He does this completely out of the generosity of his heart. No one pays him to edit these and get them up, so it'll be up there in a few days. And I wanna remind everyone again, if you didn't get to hear the call a couple weeks ago with Dr. John Harler, that was probably one of the best calls we've heard in a long time. Not to diminish what we just heard, but he had a really, really life-altering condition last year, and 9 different specialists, and couldn't really come up with an answer. And it was doing exactly what Bill was talking about, of, you know, finding out what nutritionals that he needed to increase. And it wasn't a huge, huge increase by any means. Three different things: the immunity, the jade green enzymes, and the lactoferrin. So I'm not going to spoil the surprise. Check out the recording. It's up. It's posted. And I think we can really benefit if we continue to share some of these amazing stories with other people. And then lastly, I'll put it out there, and that way, if you're listening to the recording, you can go to the recording and hear this one as well. Is Dave Johnson will be interviewing Dr. Heather Luke, as Bill mentioned, and Linda Morris here in a few minutes. And that phone number to get onto that call, it commences in 18 minutes from now, is area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343. 0343, and the passcode is 83854#. 83854#. And Dr. Heather Lukes has donated 80 pounds in the last year as a result of the Kenzen Vital Balance. 80 pounds that is no longer on her body. So, and you got to hear the rest of her story. So, jump on that call. Those of you who are listening to the recording, you can catch that recording at the website magneticleaders.com/calls. Again, that's magneticleaders.com/calls. So again, Bill, Giselle, Bev, thank you so much for sharing with us. It's been a treat of mine, and look forward to having you guys back on the line and talking to you real soon. So everyone, have a great weekend, a great, wonderful Chinese New Year, and we'll talk to you real soon.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.